AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustam Umerov says talks with Russia were intensive and substantive.
There's progress, but no details can be disclosed at this stage. The next step is to achieve the necessary level of consensus to submit the developed decisions for consideration by the presidents.
There were no signs of a breakthrough, with both sides saying the talks were difficult as the war's fourth anniversary approaches next week. American Michaela Schifrin became a three-time Olympic champion with a dominant slalom win at the Winter Olympics. Her eight-year Olympic medal drought is over. Schifrin put in two dominant runs in gorgeous conditions amid the jagged peaks of the Dolomites to show why she is regarded by many as the greatest alpine skier of all time. It was the third largest margin of victory at a women's Olympic slalom, the event she won as a fresh-faced teenager in Sochi in 2014. A new AP NORC Center poll shows only about 7 in 10 Democrats have a favorable view of the Democratic Party.
And even though that's a majority, that's not really improved from after they lost the presidential election.
The AP's Lindley Sanders reports Kamala Harris's loss to Donald Trump in 2024 is still having an impact.
Democrats were pretty down on their party after losing the 2024 presidential election. And even though they've had a string of recent wins and special elections, morale really hasn't recovered.
The midterm elections are still many months away, and lackluster favorability doesn't spell electoral doom. Other factors could benefit Democrats, including broadly negative views of President Trump and other Republicans. Also, recent polling found independents tend to identify more with the party that's out of power. Historically, the party not in the White House has picked up seats in Congress in the midterms. A New Jersey Catholic diocese agreed to a $180 million settlement to resolve allegations of clergy sexual abuse. This is AP News. Stephen Colbert is not backing down from his public dispute with his bosses at CBS.
Over what he can air on his show, saying Tuesday night he was surprised by a network statement that denied Colbert had been told he couldn't air an interview with a Texas Senate candidate for fear of triggering an equal time rule by the FCC. CBS said its lawyers had only advised him he couldn't broadcast the interview, which aired on YouTube instead. Colbert said he was surprised Paramount, the parent of CBS, in his words, would not stand up to these bullies in the Trump administration. Julie Walker, New York.
A surprise participant in the Winter Olympics had four legs and zero concern for race times. As elite cross-country skiers crossed the finish line, a dog wandered onto the course and ran with athletes down the straightaway. The dog crossed the finish line and was restrained by venue officials. It had slipped away from its owner while on a walk. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.